It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, folks. Thank you so much for joining me. I have for our first segment, which is a very, very compelling segment, I think, I have Rebecca Scritchfield with me again. She is Washingtonian Magazine's top nutritionist, and she's been voted Young Dietitian of the Year. She is amazing. She has such, I think, deep philosophical, moving subjects to talk about, and today is certainly one of them. Self-sabotage and how we get in our own way. We're going to be talking about top three things you can do to get out of your own way. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you today?
I have to admit, I'm a little humble because I think I'm in my own way sometimes. I really do.
Yeah, you know, this is a common challenge with all of my clients. You know, I've never had anyone who has never gotten in their own way and kind of, you know, repeated the same mistake. And so I thought it would be really interesting to try to delve into this. So the first one that I wanted to bring up, number one type of self-sabotage is waiting for the perfect time to change and do anything.
Right.
Right? And so this could be, you know, you hear a lot about excuses. I don't really love the term excuses because that just sounds a little bit too judgmental to me. For me, it's more like these are like your distractions. Like, what do you tell yourself, you know, that is getting in your way when you're just waiting for the absolute perfect time to change because there is no one? That's like unicorns. It just doesn't exist.
Right. I love it. And, you know, I think it's such a great topic because when people are seeking you out as a nutritionist and then people coming to me, I have a cash practice. I don't advertise. People find me and they want to come and they pay good money. They have desires. They really do. They somewhere inside of them, they want to change and they want to do things better.
Right, but don't you find when they come and talk to you, and which obviously they've already taken action, that's a very important first step, but even when they're talking to you and they're getting, you know, advice and recommendations, it can get really overwhelming really fast, and I feel that then there's sometimes a little bit of pushback, like, oh, maybe I'm not ready for it yet, but, you know, like, I'll have clients that will say things to me like, you know, I just can't wait until life is just easy, and, like, I will stop emotional eating once life is easy.
Right.
Well, it's like, probably not going to be easy, you know, and there's ways to deal with and manage the triggers while we don't wait for the most perfect time. So what you can do about it, if you're a person who likes to wait for the perfect time, you just want to take some action, some steps within the next 5 minutes. Just don't give yourself any time to lollygag, right? You can do anything in 5 minutes. You could take a quick walk. You could say, I'm going to get a tall glass of water. I'm going to look at my plate and add a fruit or vegetable.
Right.
It can be something that you could take an action on and say, you know what, it's not the perfect day. It's not the perfect time, but I've got a 5-minute window or a 1-minute window, and I'm going to choose to do something good for myself and healthy for myself. Your body needs to experience a positive self-care change and transformation. So,
and get the message
that's
awesome. Yeah. Yes, agreed. And then they get that message back that they can do it. The time is now. The time is right. Mm-hmm. And there's no waiting. There's no waiting anymore. And they can feel that change because they initiated it in a timely fashion. Let's say that's great.
Right.
That's so great. All right. So what's the tip number two that we can talk about?
Okay. So this other part of self-sabotage, they wait to try to create the perfect, quote, thing, right? This is my perfect plan. This is what I'm going to do. And they feel great about it because they're like, I'm motivated, right? Right, I'm motivated. But it's a major problem because it's kind of like biting off more than you can chew. That's not how this works. You know, when you are trying to design the most perfect plan, that means the lots of things underneath of it are going to need to be in order. And if one little thing messes up, you feel like that you failed, but in reality, you just created too complex and too advanced of a plan for that beginning, getting started thing. So don't try to create the absolute most perfect, you know, in order to start eating healthier, I've got to clean out my refrigerator and my pantry, and I've got to make sure I never eat out ever again. I'm going to pack my lunch 5 days a week, and you just start adding this list, and those are all fabulous things. But if you get too big of a list, it gets overwhelming, and you want to throw the list in the trash.
That sounds
like trying to do the perfect thing.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like New Year's resolutions, where people just, they almost get relieved because they do have a resolve around it, and they'll say it, and it's knee-deep in the hoopla at the end of the year, and then reality comes around January 1st, maybe sometimes January 2nd, because you got to get all those football games in and all the nastiness that happens there. And then it's like, oh, well, this is too much. It's not even doable. Sounds a lot like that, because there's a huge failure rate on those New Year's resolutions, so I can imagine this is kind of in line with that.
Yeah, and you know what clients will tell me is they'll show up and they'll just say, I just need a reboot. And look, I'm not arguing if you feel like your life needs a complete overhaul or a complete reboot. It's just that we are human beings, and it's not so easy, unless we're going to kind of go off into some other alternate universe where everything is figured out for us and we have no barriers, we're not going to do well when we try to think of the ideal A-plus, most perfect plan, because we're going to be so far away from doing that that it's going to feel too overwhelming. So you can feel like you need a reboot and do whatever feels the easiest of the reboot first, and then add to it. You know, we don't start out in Spanish 101, fluent Spanish. You know, we start smaller and easier with a realistic set of goals and expectations.
Love it. Yes, because that, if people, once again, it builds confidence. So they chunk it down, get some success with the little things that they can do to get them closer to their goal. It feeds their brain that they can do this. There is success, that they are capable, and we're moving on from there. So the third big thing, how people get in their way and what people can do about it.
Right. So the third thing is what I call the waiting for the perfect change. And that means that they expect, okay, you know, I went and saw this dietitian, you know, I went and saw this doctor, and we talked and we came up with a plan, and they are just expecting that it's just like snapping a finger and everything is going to fall in line. And it does not work that way. We are humans and we are perfectly imperfect. We make mistakes all the time. We are emotional feeling creatures who happen to be thinkers, but we make a lot of decisions based off our emotions, how we're feeling in the moment, and there's just no one kind of rule following, I will do this all the time like a robot. And so we get so mad at ourselves when we're like, I know what to do, and I spent this money on you, and I swear I really, really want this. Why can't I do it? You have to understand with a sense of compassion that we're human and that we literally have to make brain cells and wiring grow. And that is what makes it a habit. And that takes time.
Wow. So I think that we could maybe have the answers to all of this if instead of stem cell research, we could do this kind of research where it's like you can just grow these little brain cells by just doing one little thing at a time and getting, like I said, it's a path, right? I ran the LA Marathon the other week and I was like, how am I going to do this? Well, one step at a time, as it was 90 degrees here.
Yeah. And to get ready for that marathon, you didn't just get off your couch and do something, you know? So you had to do training. And before that, you know, the thought had to come in mind. I'm sure there were other races and lots of factors that got you to the start line, let alone finishing the race in 90 degree weather. I have been there. It is not pretty.
No.
So congratulations to you on that. But, 60. Oh, that's perfect. Sorry, I thought I heard 90. But yeah, but, you know, I think overall my message here is that it is great to have, you know, a goal of being healthy, eating better, exercise, sleep. There's so many things. Working on self-improvement is awesome.
Yeah.
It's just that if you notice I use the word perfect over and over again, we just tend to kind of set the bar super, super high for perfectionism,
right?
And that's the enemy of true, healthy, happy living.
So perfect is really being perfectly imperfect and who we are. Rebecca Scritchfield, you can find her at RebeccaScritchfield.com. That's S-C-R-I-T-C-H and then F-I-E-L-D, field. Thank you so much. This is Dr. Holly Lucille. We're going to be right back.